Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
Welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday. Today we have another reality star. This is the queen of reality stars, if I can say, Mrs. Stephanie LaGrossa Kendrick.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. I have so many questions. Sure. So if I bombard you, just be like, hold on. Let me answer.
Bombard away.
So you've been on
a lot.
You have? You've been on so many reality shows. I guess so, the one to note is probably Survivor. Is that like the most prominent one that everybody knows you?
So Survivor, 3 times. But it has been 12 years.
Yeah.
So
that was your first one, Survivor, 12 years ago?
That was 18 years ago, my first one.
Stop it right now.
Yeah. And then the third time I was on was 12 years ago. So I was on.
Wow.
17 years ago, they were back to back, and then I stopped, and then they had me back for like a Heroes Villains, which was kind of, you know, like an all-star cast, and then I was done. Like, I met my husband, he was a baseball player, we had kids, I was a mom, we moved 3 times a year, like.
What year was the first Survivor that you were on?
So, 2005, it aired.
Okay, I feel like I was still into it at that point. Like, we would have little, you know, the Survivor parties where we were like, okay, right, come on, let's hang out. Let's even back up further. How in the world did you get on reality TV?
So I, you know, grew up in a small town outside of Philadelphia, Delaware County. And
okay.
My dad was a mailman, and I, you know, grew up with 4 older brothers, the only girl, youngest of 5 kids. And I was always like a big time tomboy athlete. And I started watching the show in college, where I played Division I lacrosse in college. And I watched it in college, and I'm like, I could do this show. Like, I could kill it on this show. And it wasn't to go on TV or just be on TV. It was literally to play the game and compete and try to be sole survivor. So I sent in a video of myself, and with the help of a friend at the time, gave me a great idea. And they called me like immediately. And they casted me for the show after tons of interviews. And I did really good. I ended up being like, you know, one to hold the record for many firsts ever seen on the show. The main thing was my whole tribe. There was like, you know, 10 of us dwindled down to one. And I was the last one remaining against another tribe. There were like 8 left. And then they left me in my own camp by myself. That was like a Survivor course. Now they do like Exile Island or whatever. But I guess I gave them the idea, like, wow, they can be alone. So that was like one of the many firsts. And then I came back. I was pharmaceutical rep at the time. I got back into pharmaceutical sales. And, you know, new company, you have to quit your job, whatever. They're like, you're not going to quit again for like a reality show, are you? I'm like, no. Immediately Survivor calls. Like, come on.
You're just kidding.
I just got back into working. Like, you know, I'm 24 years old, right out of college. You know, like, I don't have anybody paying my bills. And so Wait,
do you get paid at all on Survivor, or so you get nothing?
You get paid like the further you last. So like the first person, let's just say, gets like $1,000. The next person gets like $2,000. But I mean, you are gone like for a month or more. And like, there is no, you give it off, you go home. Like, no, they send you on a trip under an alias name. They are tight-lipped. They don't want anybody knowing.
So no matter like, what, whether you're first one out or last one, you have to stay away.
Yeah, so people have to like quit their jobs, which I had to. And I was doing pharmaceutical sales. I was making pretty good money right out of college.
Sure.
You know, I own like condo and, you know, I was doing well. Because like in my family, you go to school, you get a job, you pay your own bills. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. nothing was ever handed to me. So that's how I got into Survivor. And, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there. I did the second season. Then I took a break. Then I met my husband, professional baseball player. Then my world became his because it revolves around them. Like,
okay, so you were Survivor in 05.
I went back in 05 and filmed. Like, I wasn't even home probably 6 months before I went back. Like, my body wasn't normal, let alone my mind. While I filmed in 04, it aired in 05. I left probably in 05, but it was only 6 months later. That aired also, I think, in 05 then. Okay. And then I did the other one in 09.
Okay, so you had a little bit of a break. Let's talk about being on Survivor, because you said my body wasn't right, nor was my mind yet. I mean, I have to think, it seemed real to me that you guys were finning for yourselves.
It's very real. And I was on my first season because there were coconuts, because there were fish available, if you can catch them, crabs. There was no like rice rations. There was no luxury item. Like nothing was given to us. So wow. Just to give you an example, like I normally weigh like about 120 pounds. I went in at probably 135, 140. Like I put on weight. Like McDonald's wasn't my best friend. I actually do love a Big Mac though. So it was like fabulous. And I came out 92 pounds from 140. Like that's more than my 11-year-old daughter weighs right now. Like you are destroyed.
Wow. And so how long did it take you to get back?
I mean, you come home and you're just mentally not right. I mean, they're like, don't go food shopping alone. You know, there's calls into the therapist.
Oh, wow. So do they give you a therapist?
Yeah, there's like a show therapist.
Oh, okay.
Something so simple as like, I came back and it was Christmas time and mm-hmm. there were so many Christmas lights. And I was like, you're like so overwhelmed. It's just bizarre. And they're like, don't go food shopping alone. I left with, people were scaring me. I mean, I had three carts. I think my bill, I don't even know, I probably put it on a credit card, was like $1,800.
No.
I must have had, I don't, I had like seven chocolate cakes, all different to make. Betty Crocker, like, because we would talk about food constantly because you're starving. And I'm like, I don't even like sweets. When I get home, I'm just going to make a chocolate cake, like a really good chocolate cake, which is weird, weird.
Okay, so you leave Survivor and you have to stay there for that month. What's like your first meal when you get into a space you can actually eat something?
So my first meal was a pizza, a meat lover's pizza. I did win that on the show, but then I stayed on the show longer. So when I first got out, there's like all your favorites you give them. And they had like, you know, Coke waiting for me, pizza. I like red wine. So a glass of red wine, steak, but literally within the first 2 days, because you just gorge, I mean, everything blows up your ankles. I mean, you're not used to eating like salt or sugar, anything.
You would get like bloat, like your stomach would get bloated and you would only have, cause your stomach shrinks. So I would think you would only have a little bit. You'd probably want that whole pizza, but could only eat like a slice or a slice and a half.
You do. And you're full quick. But then as soon as you start getting hungry again, and to this day, so we live in Florida and we live on the water. We go boating a lot. And I'm always like, do we have plenty of water? My husband and kids are like, what is that? Because like, you can live without food, but you cannot live without water.
Sure.
I'm always afraid, like, what if we get stuck? You know, my husband's been known to beach the boat or mess up boating a couple times. He's from Seattle. So I'm like, we have to be prepared.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Like, to this day, like, I have PTSD.
I don't know if you're like me, but I always, because I coached soccer forever, and kids would be running out of water. I would run out of water. So I always keep, like, almost a full case of water in my trunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do, too?
Cases. Anytime I'm carpooling, taking this kid to this practice, this kid wherever. Oh, Miss Stephanie, I forgot my water. Here you go. I got
like,
water.
I got you. I got you. She's like, I'm wearing my camel pack. I've got water in the pack.
I'm prepared.
So mentally, let's talk about that. I mean, did you have nightmares? Like, what does that do to you when you get back home?
No nightmares, but you wake up and you're like, oh. Like, you think you're still in the jungle, because you do. You sleep on the ground. And, like, to this day, I don't sleep with a pillow. I sleep flat.
No.
Yeah, it's, like, weird. And then, like, probably TMI, but, like, you didn't have underwear out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you don't have to wear underwear. Like, really.
Was that,
like,
okay, so what was your epiphany?
So weird.
What was was that your epiphany when you were there? You were like, I can live without this. What are the things that you can live without? Underwear's one, obviously.
Underwear. You're going to think this is gross, but I hate toothpaste and I never brush my teeth. So, I mean, you know, I try to brush twice a day, but if I only get one in, it's like, okay, I've never had a cavity. I'm like, I'm good. It's not going to kill me. I went 39 days without brushing my teeth. So
what do you use? Just like water? You just like rinse your mouth out?
I mean,
or nothing.
And at night, I'll
where's
brush.
Your husband? Does he still kiss you?
Yes, he does. I'll try to brush my teeth for him. But I'm like, this is all like all the brushing and flossing. Come on, just get it thick, scrape it off.
Okay, so if there are any children listening, we're not telling you not to brush your teeth. But
yeah, I know my kids. I know.
Okay, so underwear is a no. Not like brushing underwear. Your teeth. Wait, if I hang out with you in real life, am I going to have to like turn the other way because you smell?
I've never been. I have like stinky breath or anything. It's hilarious.
I love it.
Like the right joke. Like my friends are like, did you brush your teeth last night? Like we drink wine or whatever. I'm like, oh, you know, my teeth were purple.
You're still living the survivor life like today.
Seriously. You know what? I have always been like, if I could just live like on a beach, no makeup, minimal clothing, and just like live off the land, that's like a dream to me. Like this whole hair and makeup and getting ready and all that, it's so not me. I mean, every day I'm literally no makeup. I'm just in workout clothes. And my friends are like, have you showered? Like, since you worked out today? It's like 8 o'clock. Like, I'm like,
we are the same, Stephanie. I put mascara on because I don't want to look like I'm asleep, but that's it. I don't wear, I'm just like, you know what? Like me for who I am.
I put makeup on and I actually like curled my hair and I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be like this right here. I won't wash this again now for another 7 days.
Same. If I put the work in, the dry shampoo will be my best friend for a bit. But if you see curls in my hair, they've either been there 1 or 7 days. It ain't getting washed again and curled again.
No. That process, right? It's like clean hair, clean hair. And then it's like braid. And then it's like hat.
I put the two little rubber bands. Then the hat goes on. There's like a whole process.
It's a whole process. Then you're like day eight. You're like, ooh, it's starting to get itchy. I better wash.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh, no. I am actually like, and I don't care. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. So same. I'm like, something about me. I could care less.
So did you have that same attitude on Survivor? Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. Like, I'm just, I'm here for me.
I've always been that way. I think
your competitiveness and the fact that you are a college athlete, because same, right? Like, you just have this drive and you're just, it doesn't matter what it is. You're like, well, I can do that before they can, or I can. So I bet that really helped you on the Survivor side.
Probably. And it's just, it comes down to your competitiveness and your mental strength. A lot of it, like Survivor, I may not have been the best at holding my breath the longest, although I can. I'm just giving an example or puzzles.
She's
or
like,
whatever.
Wait, don't discredit me.
But it doesn't matter, because as long as you can mentally make yourself believe like, oh, I'm going to definitely do this. Like I will go to I collapse. So a lot of times women do better on Survivor than men, because mentally we aren't, I mean, we can birth babies. Like, there's a reason.
Well, listen, they get a man cold and they're down. I get it.
Oh, a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And, you know, we can multitask. Like, there's just, we're just wired differently. But not all men are like that.
No, someone listening right now is like, I can do that better.
Some men can, and I know very few. But some can, you know.
My producer's over here like,
Like, seriously, when my husband does one thing in like 3 hours, I'm like, I just cured cancer. And he literally, I mean, he did one thing.
And I guarantee you, he's like, hey, babe, look what I did.
I'm like, that's just 3 hours. Like, that should have taken you 40 minutes max.
But he wants that, like, star or sticker.
So proud. So proud. I'm like, good job, Kyle. Good job. I mean, but it's because he gets sidetracked and he's trying to tell him, like, listen, just put your phone away. And if you put your phone away, I swear, you will get it done so much quicker.
Would it be illegal if we got men like these horse blinders?
Stop.
Hook their phones away from them at certain times and be like, okay.
Like a box. They have a box that they put on their head, almost like the cones that the dogs have where they're not allowed to, they won't be able to look at their phone or anything else. Like, you put it on them for whatever task that they're on and then let them complete that and then take it back off and they're good to go.
Maybe you should invent that. Could you imagine?
Done. Yes.
But
you know how many people would buy it? It would keep them. And it would keep them from looking at other women. Not that I really care about that, but they wouldn't be able to look at another woman because they would have to actually turn their head and then they would get busted. Yes.
Oh, that is so great.
I think we need to, we definitely need to patent this and get it out.
The men blinders.
Kind of like the blue blockers back in the day. I think it would be like the hottest Christmas gift.
We should just do that just because it's funny.
Done.
I mean, come on. Deep. Just make plastic. Right. Like the dog cone, but just on your eyes.
We can get disposable ones, you know, in case, because they're probably going to get them messed up somehow, some way. Yeah. Run into something.
Right?
We're about to be gazillionaires, right? You know?
I'm game. This is patent. Well, don't steal our idea.
Right. Let's hurry and get this done before the podcast airs, okay? Call like an infomercial person. I'm sure they would be all over it. QVC. Are you listening, QVC?
Yes.
Stephanie and I will go on there and promote that. Okay. I do have a question about Survivor that I've always been like, I wonder, but they don't show this. The nit and gritty. Do people like hook up?
So on my first season, people did. And I had a boyfriend at the time, so I was not interested. But I also was like, and I'm not a teeth brusher big time anyway, but out there you actually do stink all over.
Yeah, like, I wondered that.
Like, why would anybody want to be like that close? They don't go like all the way, but they kiss and snuggle and all that. And I'm like, that is so gross. Like, I can't. Mm. So yeah, people do.
Yeah, I wondered. I'm like, they're out there by themselves, right? There's no one else around. So you would think they would just be like, okay, well.
And on both tribes, two people did.
Okay, let's talk about your husband.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
How did you guys meet? So you did Survivor, you guys met.
So
How did you
Survivor,
meet?
I did Survivor the first time. I did Survivor back to back the second time. Just got out of training for a new company for pharma, and it was just a really good opportunity I couldn't pass up. So went back on Survivor. Was banned from the pharmaceutical industry at that point. They would not accept me back.
I mean, is it that bad to be banned from there? Is it really?
No. I mean, it was a transient, like, you know, industry to begin with. So actually, so I came back from there. My brother said to me, like, hey, I'm thinking about opening up a restaurant. I lived in New Jersey at the time in Philadelphia. I bartended my whole life. Like, that's what got me through college, even though I was on a scholarship. Like, that was all my spend money. And he's like, you know, are you interested in maybe taking some of your Survivor money? Because I made pretty good money because I was runner up the second time. So they get paid well. And do you want to go into like a business? And I'm like, and I'm newly single. And I'm like, okay. So I like got an apartment in the city with my girlfriends, opened this restaurant, and all the athletes all always came in because it was a small restaurant and they weren't bothered. Like my number one rule was you can't ask for pictures. You can't talk to them unless they want to talk to you, and just don't ask for autographs. Don't bother them. So like all my hot girlfriends would come in, and then all the players would come in. They weren't bothered. And
wait, are you sure this was a restaurant, Stephanie, or was this like a matchmaking place?
No, it was the restaurant lounge. So it had a liquor license and it was this cute little corner bar. And yeah, no, there's nothing like shady going on in there. They liked it because they weren't bothered. I'm telling you. So we may have stayed open a little later than we should have a couple nights, but whatever. And closed the doors and said, you can finish your drink. Meanwhile, it's like 3:30 in the morning, but whatever. We were all young and single. So he kept coming in, Kyle, my husband.
Okay.
And would ask me out. Now, I'm 27 at this point. He's 23 and an athlete. Now, I know what the athletes are about. I see how they roll. It's not an option. Like, literally not an option. So I nicely said to him, like, it's not happening. Like, I'm sorry, but you're, like, 5 years old. He was almost 5 years younger than me. So he was persistent. And I said, fine, one date, my restaurant, like in the center of the restaurant, I'm obviously paying. And if I don't like you, like we were at a high top, not even at a table, in like the middle of the restaurant. Okay. And if I don't like you, that's it. So we one date and he was like the nicest human being. I was like, is this guy serious? Because I'm from Philly, right? I'm Northeast. I'm very like blunt and very like, he's from Seattle. Like real, like totally opposite of me. Real chill, quiet. And there was just something about him. So we dated and he did some dumb, like we had some ups and downs. Okay. He was young. He would be like, okay, maybe I don't want a serious girlfriend. Oh, maybe I do want a serious girlfriend.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that because I've dated professional players before. And let's just say pretty much all of them had a different relationship other than myself at the same time. I mean, when I learned out about that, I'm like, no, I'm gone. Or that's not what I want a part of.
Yes. And he learned very quickly that that wasn't going to fly with me.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen was he would like go on the road with his teammates and they'd be like, come on, you're 23, dude. Like you're in the big leagues. Like, why do you want like a serious girlfriend? Like you could be like killing it kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So he let them get in his ear a little bit. But, you know, I ended things with him basically because I'm like, you know what? This up and down BS, like it's not going to work. And like that solidified it. Like I'll never forget. Like he literally was like, I want to marry you. I need you in my life. Like, I mean, we had a long engagement.
So when was that? So when did you kind of say, look, this is how it's going to be?
We started dating like April or May. And then when did they go to the World Series? October. We were broken up for like probably all of September. And I was like, we're done. And then they went to the World Series and won. And he wanted to bring me on the float. You get to bring one person on the float for the parade. It's like a huge deal. And he insisted on bringing me. And then he asked my dad permission in November to marry me. And then we got married, I think, the following November after that. So we really only dated probably for the season, but we were broken up for like a month of that. But then we were engaged for a little over a year.
Okay. And what year did you get married?
We got married in 2010. So I met him in 2008. I met him early April of 2008. So we got married in November 2010.
Now, does it ever get on your nerves? Like when you go to a game and you see the girls all dolled up because they're like, well, I'm one of the wives or girlfriends, whatever. And then you see the other girls that are like, I just want to get their attention. Does that ever work your nerves or did it when you're like, you know, he's married, you know, he's in a relationship. What is your issue?
I thought it was comical. Like, see, not much bothers me because my whole outlook is like, I dare you to screw up because it will be obvious. Like, he's a terrible liar, so he'll never get away with it. Do you know what I mean? Like when we dated, he would do stupid little things. I found out before he even had a chance to even try to cover it up. Like, hilarious. So I just think it's funny. And I feel bad for those girls, really, at the end of the day.
I don't get what they don't understand. If you are trying to pull a man away from someone he's dating at that point, don't you think someone's going to do the same thing in your relationship? Right. So if you snag him that way, like, you're going to lose him that way.
And listen, I can tell you, like, there was times where there was, like, a girl that I guess we were on a break and then he, like, hooked up with. And the girl, like, messaged me and she's like, but I just want you to know, like, you're my favorite on Survivor ever. Like, I'm like,
Stop it right now.
It was, I'm telling you, comical.
No,
and he knows. Like, he's so lucky he married me because I am probably like the thickest skin person ever. Like, any other girl would have been like needed therapy, would have crumbled. Would have.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there are some people that stay with that stuff. And it's very interesting because they stay. And I know it's that they like the lifestyle and they like the notoriety. That's why they stay. I'm like, your person is literally out hooking up with all these other people and you don't care. You'd rather still look the part and feel famous. Yeah. No,
there is a lot of that in sports, but I was somebody before I met Kyle. Do you know what I mean?
I think that, like, helped you probably too. Yeah.
So, like, I didn't need Kyle to be.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's a huge difference.
A lot of I get recognized over him. So he gets like mad. But.
No, don't tell him this. But when you were getting booked on the show and my manager was like, oh, yeah, she's married to a baseball player. Oh, well, he's retired now. And I was like, what's his name? And she said the last name. And I was like, I don't really know. And it took me until I actually Googled his first and last name. And I was like, I think I've heard of him before. Don't tell them.
There's like a million baseball players, you know, and they're just like football players. It's like, you don't know unless a big time name.
Well, once I put Kyle in front of it, I've heard of it before, but it was like, I don't know. Now, if it was a name like Burrow, where everybody in the world knows who that is at this point. But yeah, I just kind of giggled about it. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool that they both have a name for themselves. OK, let's talk about your new show. I watched the trailer. I'm like excited as I haven't seen it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Yeah. So it's called the, it's called what? The Traders?
The Traders. Okay. And it was huge in Holland.
Who's the guy? Is what? Irish? Who? What is the guy that's
from Scotland? So it's filmed in a castle in Scotland.
Oh, okay. That was my next question. Okay.
Basically, it's kind of like a game of Clue where there's 10 celebrities, like reality people, and there's 10 new-to-TV civilians, they call them.
Okay.
And of the 10 people, 3 are traitors.
And it can be any of those 3, any of those 20 people.
Any 3 can be picked. And they either chose sit around a round table, you're blindfolded, and Alan Cumming, who is from Scotland, and he's if you ever Google him, he's been in a lot of movies, he's on Broadway, he's fabulous.
Yeah,
perfect as the host.
So they put you in a circle, and so like, do we know who the traitors are in the beginning or no?
Okay. Yes. So you will find out. So he walks around, we're blindfolded.
Okay.
Touches you on the shoulder, you've been chosen as a traitor. So no one can move, because the whole object of the game is you compete in these challenges to put money in a pot. Up to $250,000 can be won in the end of the game.
Oh, wow.
If a traitor is left at the end of the game, the traitor gets all the money. If faithfuls are left at the end of the game, the faithfuls split the money.
Okay.
So 2 people go home every episode. You sit around that round table every single night, and not like Survivor, kind of like Survivor, but not. You actually hold your vote up to the person. You say, Heather, I think you're a traitor. I think you were shady today, blah, 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 blah. So I'm voting for you. And obviously you need to get the numbers to get rid of Heather. And then Heather stands in the circle and reveals if she's a traitor or faithful.
Okay. So as soon as that person's eliminated, they...
You're gone.
Okay.
Then goes to bed and the traitors meet and get to murder somebody while the faithfuls are sleeping. And there's a note that goes under your door in the castle. You're sleeping in the castle and you wake up in the morning, you open the note and realize you've been murdered. So it's a very social, you need to get people to trust you.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a numbers game because you need the numbers at the round table, but you also have to kind of be quiet because, I mean, if you're a faithful and people think you're a traitor, you can be a shield for the traitors. It's a good thing. Or if you call the traitors out and they know you're onto them, they're going to murder you. So it's a huge mental game.
Back home from this one, was it again, like mentally you had to get your mind right?
This one was harder for me because, again, you had to do your hair and makeup every day.
Oh.
That was like the whole thing. And we filmed like long, long hours and we had to be ready like 8 a.m. You know, some nights went till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then you couldn't turn your brain off. So you're not really sleeping good. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if you're getting murdered if you're a faithful. And then if you're a traitor, you're like, you feel bad because like you're literally lying straight to everybody's faces. So it was a much different game than Survivor.
Okay.
You know, obviously starvation and all that is not an issue, but
you're lying to people. Let's talk about that. You're lying to people, same as Survivor in a way, right? Where you have to like be careful. Do you put that stuff aside, and then after these reality shows, you are still friends with some of the people, or are you guys like, I still don't like you because you lied to me?
Yeah, I mean, so when you watch, they're going to reveal the traitors from the beginning.
Okay,
and so
are you a traitor, or am I allowed to?
Faithful. So okay. Because I'm. And I can just be me and be true to me. I played, in my opinion, a very honest and great game. So I had nothing to be upset about.
Okay.
So I slept very well after the game. Like there's like, you know, psych there that if you need to see them, because some of the challenges are like nasty and people couldn't handle certain things. You could go and speak to psych at any time if you need it. Like I never like once needed to see psych. And after the game, I just had a call. They always check in, make sure, you know, you liked your edit and whatever. And I mean, I was fine.
That's good. Are you still friends with anyone from this show and yeah. Survivor?
I talked to a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people from the traders. I actually loved, you know, all the civilians. I got to really know them well. And then most of the celebrities, some of them I've never met before. I really enjoyed them. Kate from Below Deck is on there, and she was a lot for me in the castle. We're just very different people, mm-hmm. but outside the game, like I just saw her in New York. We had this big press junket. She was fabulous. But you know, there's a lot that goes on. So when you watch, you're going to be like, there's so much edited out. There's so much you don't see.
Sure.
So that is tough, but you know, there's so much footage. You can only put it into 1 hour, and then right. there's 10 episodes. So yeah. And Survivor, I still talk to a bunch of people from Palau and some people from Guatemala and Heroes Villains. Suri, who was on the Traitors with me, was on Heroes Villains with me.
Okay.
And I was actually taking the grass too, which was my first reality show back. That aired in December. That was just one episode. But that's the first I was on with Suri. I hadn't seen her in 12 years.
So wow. We're on
Survivor, Snake, and Traitors together.
You guys are going to be like a package deal.
My gosh. Wait till you watch.
I'm excited to watch it. Because when I saw that trailer, I was like, okay, this actually hooked me in and I really wanted to watch this.
But, so there's really nothing like it. Again, it's like over there, it has been. And then the UK version just aired and did really well in the UK. So this one apparently is doing really well here in the States.
I'm telling you, the trailer really got me. And because people ask me all the time, like, do you watch this? Do you watch that? I'm like, no, I don't have time. No. Like I will make time for.
Yeah, like I didn't. Well, and it's a binge drop, so you can just watch it as you
oh,
want.
Oh, perfect.
Three in a row. You can watch one. You can watch five. Like when it first aired, I mean, my kids were so into it. Your son will actually like it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, all the kids at school, because I help out at school on the recess monitor, and like on some days, and all the kids at school are watching it. They're all like watching my old Survivor seasons. So funny. Yeah, the kids love it. So it's kind of like the game Among Us, where you're trying to find out like who the murderers are.
Oh, he would love that. Yes.
It's like that. And then there's different board games like Secret Hitler or something. It's kind of like that.
Okay. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if it's like Among Us, I'm sure that he will love it.
I didn't know like a lot of, I don't watch reality either. Like I don't watch Big Brother.
Same. Everyone's like, I love that. I'm like, I just don't understand.
So he's on Big Brother and Rachel. And like, I didn't really watch Big Brother, mm-hmm. but like, you know, I loved Cody and I love Rachel. So it's like hilarious how you do form these bonds, because these are people you're leaning on now, mm-hmm. even though you're not trust anybody. I'm trusting that, okay, you're faithful. Let's try to get, because you're trying to figure it out.
So right.
Work is trying to get rid of the traitors.
Well, I'm definitely excited to watch. And I love the fact that you said how much you guys actually are working. I mean, it could be 14, 15, 16, 17 hour days. A lot of people don't see that. They just see that final product and they're like, oh, I would love to be a reality star, because it's only an hour of your day. And you're like, no.
Even those tables, like that's at the end of every episode. I mean, they would take up to 2 hours sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Like, and you walked in this room and they played like that freaky song from The Hunger Games. And it was really cold and they were blaring it. It was for like a solid 3 minutes. And you're already nervous because you're like, all right.
Am I staying or going? Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's like trying to strategize before you go into the room. Like, all right, who are we voting tonight? Who are we voting tonight? Like, you don't want your name being thrown out there. Then you have to prove why you're not. And everybody's like, I'm not a traitor. Yeah, of course you're not. Why? Like, everybody's saying that.
Right. It sounds very exciting. I'm going to watch it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I think everyone out there should watch it. I mean, that trailer, I guess I can say it on here, but when you guys got buried.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. How long were you in there?
So we got buried alive. So here's how it went. He says, anybody here not afraid of tight spaces, raise your hand. So like I raised my hand. Of course, we didn't know what it was. And then when we get there, it's you're going to be very alive, not just put in the coffin, like you're lowered down, the dirt's put over you, and it was for an hour.
Oh, wow.
An hour on the clock to find us. So it was a scavenger hunt. So we did have a walkie-talkie in the coffin, which was pitch black. And there's like stuff on the side, which if you found your flashlight, which was under, there was like a disgusting pillar, there were bugs in there, tons of dirt.
No, I'm good.
But I'm not afraid of tight spaces. Like I'm not, see, things don't faze me really like that. And if they do, I really can do mind over matter with a lot. So I was fine, but the team finds a map and then you have to direct them to you. And the whole thing is the more people they get out, it was 5,000 a coffin because you're trying to make money for the pot in the end.
Okay. Oh, so see, wow.
All times. And if you got, it's not us against you or my coffin against, because there were six coffins. It's let's all work together because we all, whoever wants the money at the end, the most amount of money.
Sure. Wow. So that's
I know it's really, so it's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah. Like, really. So is the finale out as well or is not?
Yeah. Like the winner's already
picked. Okay. The winner's already picked. Okay.
You watch it. You know who won. Like,
okay. I don't want to know yet because I seriously want to go like binge watch, like you said. I'll find the time. It's probably going to be at like 1 a.m., but that's okay. Okay. We are now at the part called Savage 7.
Okay.
So what I do is I will ask you 7 rapid fire questions. You can take your time, answer how you want. You only get one skip. So only one. Pick that one wisely because then you have to answer the other one.
Okay.
All right. If you were not with your husband, who would you be with?
Tom Brady.
Oh, you would go the football route, huh? Okay, second question. One show that you would love to be on?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, should we give that shout out right now and see if we can help you get on there?
Sure, if you want.
All right, next question. One thing on any of the shows that you were on that you would love to take back?
Probably Survivor, Guatemala. I had to lie to a lot of people straight to their faces and say, like, no, you're not going today. And they got voted off, like, that day. But I went back to back, and I had to play a much harder game the second time around because I did so well the first time around. I had a huge target on my back.
Mm. Okay, so that would make sense on want to take that back.
But I'm really not a liar. Like, I'm a very honest person. So that was really hard for me to have to lie to people.
Yeah. Have you been able to apologize to them after?
Yes.
Like, they understood?
Yes.
I mean, it's all part of the game, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Who would you never want to be on a show with again?
Huh. Never want to be on a show with again. I mean, from the edit, it would appear Kate, but even her, I think I would love to be on a show with her. Like, she's great TV. So really no one. Like, I never really disliked anybody. And I really don't think anybody severely disliked me. I mean, at times, yeah, they probably didn't like some decisions I made, but no one.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
Almost everybody.
Next question. Have there been any castmates that you've hooked up with?
No.
She said no. She's like, absolutely not. Well, if you weren't brushing your teeth, you might not have had an option.
I had a serious boyfriend, my first two survivors, and then I was engaged to Kyle, my third.
Okay.
I'm married. So that would be really
no
bad.
That would be really bad. Kyle, did you hear her answer? It was no.
And there's not really any I'd want to.
All the egos right now are like... All right.
No, it's funny because I am a guy's kind of girl. So I gravitate toward the guys because I'm not into the drama. It's because I think they're cool and I want to be like in friends with them. I don't want to like hook up with them. And I'm not trying to make them like me. I'm just not like that.
I like that. All right. Next question. A secret you have never shared with anyone.
There's some gross things that have happened to me, especially after Survivor, you know, when your body's not really functioning properly. But I don't really want to hear about that.
No, we definitely want to hear.
It's not a secret. I was in Macy's once shopping, and I may or may not have had a, like, accident after Survivor. Uh-huh. Like, your body is, like, flushing stuff. Uh-huh.
And you weren't wearing underwear to kind of...
And I did have underwear on, and I remember I had, you know, remember when tank tops were cool, you wore two of them?
Yes.
And one showed underneath?
Right.
But I did that because one became a skirt, and one shirt, and my pants literally went in the trash. So there you have it.
And she's banned from Macy's now.
TMI. I don't care what anybody thinks. My body was a wreck after Survivor. I sharted. There you go. See, these things happen. I mean, your body is a wreck.
Well, the last question that I had was, are you the same person in these reality shows that you are in real life? And I think we might know the answer.
I really am. Now, it's funny, Traitors, my edit, and it was a fine edit, but I come off a lot more quiet. And I was a lot more quiet because I really was trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, in the beginning, don't get a ton of airtime because I'm not drama. I'm not just trying to be on TV. I'm not just trying to be funny. I'm not trying to talk shit about anybody. I'm legit there to play the game and figure out who the friggin' traitors are. So I'm not really my crazy, wild Stephanie self so much, but I am myself, you know. You'll see.
I love it. I cannot wait to watch. I want to thank you for coming. And this is the time that I allow any guests, if they have anything that they want to chat about, real quick.
I don't really have anything necessarily to promote. Anything I do, like any brands I work with or whatever, they're all on my Instagram. So if you want to follow me on my Instagram, I'm Steph_LaGrossa_Kendrick.
Okay.
And then I am like new to the whole social media thing. Like I have a handwritten planner still. Okay. Like I'm not tech savvy.
I can't hate that. I have that too, just to sit there so I can see all of it at once. So, yes, I get it.
I mean, it's the whole thing, you know, busy mom.
Yep.
But I have tree that somebody helped me set up, and all my other stuff's under that. So
follow Stephanie on all of her socials is what we're gathering. And that way you can keep up with all of her mom things, her reality things, her husband, and keep up with all of that stuff.
Yes. And I do have some things in the works for the future. So I'm working through things. You know, I won't just do any reality show. It has to be like the right thing for my family.
Sure.
And my everything like that. That makes sense.
I think that we need to team up because we're both super competitive. None of us, we don't want to wear makeup. So we're like, no, we're opting out of that. Like we can just tag team and be like, we're not doing makeup. Sorry.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. Loved having you. Cannot wait to see what's in store for you for the future. And that's a wrap for us. If you guys have not subscribed already, please make sure you hit that button. And you are not going to believe who's coming up next. We're out.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.